And now, a few moments inside the mind of a mosquito.
Look at that nice, juicy vein. So fresh, so supple, as if it's calling, feast upon me. And oh, I shall. Prepare yourself, fair vein, as I unsheath my needle, pierce your quivering shell, and devour you until all that remains is a withered tube of nothingness. Your vanquishment is now. Ouch. That's gonna hurt.
Those were a few moments inside the mind of a mosquito.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
You're listening to the radio.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
Hi, what can I do for you?
You gotta ask yourself one question.
Oh yeah, what's that?
Do I feel lucky?
Say what?
Well, do you funk?
It is your lucky day because today is National Bingo Day.
Bingo!
Bingo what bingo?
Bingo!
Celebrate National Bingo Day by finding a local bingo hall for a day of gaming.
Happy National Bingo Day.
Bingo!
Showtime!
Bingo hall. Hi there.
You're a bingo hall.
Your mom's a bingo hall.
Dang.
Oh, 69. What? Hi.
Hey, can we just take a minute to look at the cupcakes?
Yeah, let's look at the cupcakes.
They
look exactly the same. Here, let's go full screen on them. Yep. They do. Here.
What are we like? 3 months now?
What was April? Was Lil D's birthday.
Okay, so almost 3 months.
Yeah, so almost 3 months.
They still look delicious.
They look exactly the way they did when we purchased them at, the Walmart?
Yeah, they're hard now. I don't know if you can hear that.
You could drive nails with those.
But just because something's hard doesn't mean it doesn't taste good. That's what my grandma always used to say.
Is that what your grandma always used to say?
Yeah.
I feel bad for you. Hi there. It's The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also, we're somewhere else. We're on the Alexa.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device?
I don't know.
Well, you enable the skill. You just do that one time.
Oh,
you
that's
say,
right, I remember.
Yep, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and she will. Oh, something's wrong with my eye. Mm. And then, after that, every time you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434, and she will. You can get our podcast on Alexa. That's even easier. That's a repack of all the show segments. We record the segments when we do them live. And then at the end of the show, we repack them into a podcast so that you can listen on demand anytime you want, anything you want.
Yeah, in long time.
Yeah, in purple patootie. You can just you can do that. They live on.
I don't think that's
and on and on and on. They do.
I don't think what you said is just.
Yeah, in purple patootie.
I don't think it means what you think it means.
I think it does. So anyway, so you can. And you can listen online on demand anytime you want. You can listen on the Alexa device as well. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You can find it on Apple and Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, our website, Radio434.com. Or you just search whatever platform you're using.
Yeah, just...
You just type in The Mike Show VA.
AOL.
Got to put the VA in there.
Well, I mean, maybe.
Find us on MySpace.
Yeah, here, let me dial it up and see if I can find us. There we go. And,
Are we there?
Well, almost. It takes a while over the phone line.
Is somebody on the phone? Because that's going to slow us down.
I know.
Got a party line. Got to let the neighbors know we're trying to connect.
You've got mail.
Hey, we got mail.
Hey, all right.
All right. Also on the way, Foster is going to be joining us from your Bedford area Chamber of Commerce, and she's got Leah Jones from Kubota of Lynchburg. They just opened their new store, Confident Equipment, and they're going to have a ribbon cutting. We're going to chat with those folks in just a few minutes.
Who doesn't want to buy something from someplace that has the name Confident?
Confident
in there?
Equipment. I mean, you know, now personally, I am almost confident.
Confident Equipment was my prison name.
I am almost confident in my equipment, but Confident Equipment.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a good prison name.
Heck yeah!
All right. Oh yeah, we've got Theatre Thursday today. Let's see who we got. Oh yeah, we got the folks from Masterworks. They're going to be in. Jonathan Brennan. Select actors to be determined.
Okay.
Desiree.
Lil D.
Desiree. No. No.
No?
No.
Have we confirmed this?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. No, she has confirmed this.
Oh.
Yep.
Lil D.
Yeah, so.
We were all the way up to Triple D. Now we're just back down to Lil D.
Lil D.
All right.
But Theatre Thursday today. Is that it? Yeah, just one. One Theatre Thursday.
Yep.
So that's what we got on the show. And then the debates start tonight.
Oh, yeah.
The first presidential debate is tonight. And so we're gonna talk about this, all right? Which candidate would be a better house guest? Which candidate would be a better poker player, better at arm wrestling, and so many more things.
Okay.
That we're gonna talk about. Because I hate politics. I really do.
Yeah.
And the two choices that we have, I mean, come on. Let's be real. Even though the Libertarians are going to select their presidential candidate nominee. Let's just be fair.
Yeah.
You'll never hear about them. You won't know who they are.
Yeah.
You won't know what their platform is. You probably still think that their platform is we should all just be allowed to grow and smoke dope.
Yeah.
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 Because that was their platform back in the 1970s.
Yeah.
When pot was illegal.
Well, I don't even care really anymore, but I am going to watch every single one of these presidential debates.
Are you really?
Yeah, because the one guy is hilarious at debates.
And the other guy is hilarious.
The other guy
at debates.
He isn't going to know what's going on.
Yeah. Okay, so 78-year-old Donald Trump or 81-year-old President Biden. And our top list, top phrases you can expect to hear at tonight's debate. So that's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
We help you live it.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Now, an ordinary kid on the debate.
Listen, my grandpa's already had this debate over Thanksgiving dinner. If the one tonight doesn't include somebody chucking a full bowl of cranberry sauce across the table, what are we even doing? Don't get me wrong. I love my grandpas. Do I think they should have the nuclear codes? No. Biden and Trump are so old. Why don't they just get a place in Florida and play golf every day? Oh, actually, one of them already does that. Are they even going to discuss the globalization paradox? The fundamental contradictions of the modern state and capitalism and its ever-increasing effect on economic and social-political policy? That's what keeps me up at night. I guess it doesn't matter. I'm going to vote for Taylor Swift. Or whoever changes my bedtime to 9:15.
This has been an ordinary kid on the debate.
The Mike Show.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean,
you voting for Taylor Swift?
If she runs, yeah. Either her or Conway or Kanye.
Good Lord. Now Conway, I would.
I don't even know who that would be.
Twitty.
Oh.
Definitely vote for
him. Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, hi there. It's the Mike Show.
Oh hey.
It's the Thursday edition of the program. So happy you could join us.
Friday Eve.
Yep. So the first debate is tonight, and this might be the best presidential poll that's ever been done, I think. I really, really like what's on this.
Okay.
This list is almost as good as our top list. Okay?
Okay.
So check this out. It has nothing to do with politics. That's what I love about this presidential poll.
Okay.
Right here. A legitimate polling company asked voters if Biden or Trump would be better at 20 random things. And some of them are really random.
Okay.
They polled Republicans, Democrats, Independents. So people across the political spectrum. Here are all 20 questions. See if you agree with the results.
All right.
All right. Let me find either a ding or an X.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Here we go. Number one, who would win at arm wrestling?
Trump.
President Trump or President Biden?
Trump.
Trump crushed it with 52% of the vote.
Yep.
Biden only got 14%. Everyone else was said not sure or that they would tie.
Hmm.
I don't think they'd tie. I would agree with you.
Yep.
It would be Trump. Who would be more likely to help a stranger? Trump or Biden?
I'm guessing people said Biden.
Yeah, overwhelmingly they said Biden, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm uncertain. I would say neither. Who would be a better house guest? Who do you think?
Better is kind of a subjective term.
Well, I mean,
I'm guessing Biden.
Okay,
that's what they said.
You're correct. We're not saying who would be. We're not weighing in our opinions.
Yeah, we're just guessing
we're reading what these polls, what the majority of the folks said is the answer.
Yeah, and so far I'm 3 for 3.
You are 3 for 3. Number four, who would win at poker?
I mean, Trump, obviously.
Yeah, that's correct. All right. Who would give better financial advice?
Trump.
Yep. Relationship advice.
Oh, gosh. Biden.
Yeah.
Okay.
Parenting advice.
Biden.
Okay, so you're 7 for 7.
But that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't take advice from either of them about parenting.
Well, this is correct.
Okay.
But that's your opinion. My opinion is it's exactly the same as yours on that particular front.
Okay.
I may take parenting advice from Trump on that one.
Hmm.
I mean, if you look at all his kids, they are all seemingly relatively successful. And, of course, you know, it's nepotism.
Yeah.
But, you know, none of them are doing coke and, you know, selling secrets to the Ukrainians. I don't know.
That's true.
Who do you think spends more time getting ready in the morning?
I would have to say Biden.
Okay, so that's incorrect. According to the poll, you did not guess correctly. Who would think would spend more time getting ready in the morning? The poll indicated Trump. But it's not really a fair comparison since he has to do hair and makeup.
Yeah.
All right, number 9. Who would be more likely to remember your birthday?
Oh, Trump.
Yep.
Or anything.
Who would be better at keeping a secret?
Biden.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's not going to remember.
Or he's not going to blurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to recap for folks who are just tuning in, a legitimate polling company asked voters if Biden or Trump would be better at these 20 random things. Okay. And they polled Republicans, Democrats, and independents all across the political spectrum. So here are the answers that the people gave. And Rob is just weighing in. He's making his guess on what the people said.
Yeah, so far I've missed what? Just one.
Just one. Number 11. Who would survive longer on a deserted island?
I mean, Trump?
That's what the people said, and I would agree. Trump would survive longer on a deserted island. Biden would just wander around and get eaten by something.
Yep.
Who would be more likely to return a lost wallet? This is what the people said.
Biden.
Yep. Who would win at pub trivia?
Trump.
Who would do a better celebrity impression?
Trump.
Yep. Who would be a more trustworthy babysitter?
I don't. Is there a choice of none of the above?
Yeah, no.
I'm guessing Biden.
Well, that's what the people said, but sniffing of hair and
just not being able to remember where the kid is.
Yeah, so I would say I would vote neither. Although actually, I'd probably say Trump. Better fashion sense.
I guess they probably said Biden.
Incorrect.
Really?
Yeah, okay. You got two wrong. It was very close, but Trump got more votes.
Okay.
Who would win in a dance-off?
Oh, Trump.
Who would win in a bake-off?
Biden's feet don't leave the floor.
Who would win in a bake-off?
Trump.
Bake-off?
Yeah. Really, what about Biden says that he can bake better?
I don't know, because, you know, he's more grandpa-ish.
Okay.
Who would handle really spicy food better?
Trump.
Yeah. Who would be a more reliable designated driver?
I mean, Biden?
Can he even
drive?
Well, actually, this is the only one that they tied on, so you are correct.
Okay.
And by the way, it makes sense because neither of them drink.
Okay.
Believe it or not.
So what I miss? Three out of 20?
You missed three. Yeah. Three out of 20.
That's
really, really good. So that brings us to our top list. If you can believe either 78-year-old Donald Trump or 81-year-old President Biden, this year's election is a battle for the soul of the nation. If you can believe it.
Okay.
Yeah. And
again?
And for a sneak peek at the first skirmish in this existential war, we present today's list. It's our top list today. Top phrases you can expect to hear at tonight's debate.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Number one. And I'm going to, you can expect to hear it, so this is going to be the sound that you hear. Okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Top phrases you can expect to hear at tonight's debate. I have to pee. Speak up, Sonny. Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. Top phrases. It's our top list today. Top phrases you can expect to hear at tonight's debate. I can't believe this thing started at 6. Who the hell is still up right now?
Yeah, these all check out so far.
Top phrases you can expect to hear at tonight's debate. I'm serious. I really have to pee. Anyone want a peppermint?
Oh, my gosh.
Top phrases you can expect to hear at tonight's debate. Whoopsie doodle. Whoopsie doodle.
Whoopsie doodle.
I think I got that right. Top phrases you can expect to hear at tonight's debate. Wait, why are we here? Top phrases you can expect to hear at tonight's debate. Ooh, my back. That's our top list today. Top phrases you can expect to hear at tonight's presidential debate. I can't believe I'm missing Wheel of Fortune for this. And top phrases you can expect to hear at tonight's debate. Change me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, talk about time for change.
I'm going to start using Whoopsie Doodle.
Whoopsie Doodle. That should be either one of theirs. Well, it should be Biden's presidential slogan.
Should be our show name for today.
Whoopsie Doodle. Are you sure?
I mean,
all right.
Yeah.
All right.
I haven't heard anything better.
Yeah, you're absolutely.
Of course,
correct.
The show isn't over yet.
Jot that down somewhere.
All right.
On this piece of paper. Whoopsie Doodle.
Okay.
All right. It is the Mike Show. Coming up, we got news, and we got not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you by Whoopsie Doodle. No.
Ask for it by name.
CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. The Biden-Trump debate is tonight on CNN. It'll be like Kendrick versus Drake, but less rhyming, more drooling. A truck carrying 8 tons of avocados overturned on a California highway. Interestingly enough, it was a mile outside the town of Guacamole. Khloe Kardashian turns 40 today, while her cheekbones, nose, and lips turn 8. Hallmark is making a Kansas City Chiefs-themed romantic comedy. It stars Andy Reid and a corn dog. And the grave of James Bond star Roger Moore was vandalized. His family is said to be shaken, but not stirred. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. All right. So, what do you think of this? What is the takeaway here? If you're supposed to be at work at 9 a.m., and don't judge me. Don't judge me.
Okay.
What time do you get there? You have to be at work at 9 a.m. What time do you get there?
Probably 8:45.
8:45? 8:45 is one of the first correct answers. Now, if it were me, 9:15.
Ish.
Ish. According to a
survey, let's not push it.
Yeah. According to a survey, almost half of Gen Zers between the ages of 16 and 26 believe that being 5 and 10 minutes late is essentially the same thing as being on time.
I mean, yeah, except no.
The importance of punctuality increases as you get older. Really? Because you become sick of people thinking their time is more important than yours. Huh? Or because you're getting closer to dying. I don't know. Maybe. Anyway, 40% of millennials said they're forgiving of colleagues running 10 minutes late. But just 26% of Gen Xers are okay with it. And a whopping 70% of boomers say they have zero tolerance for any lateness.
Yeah, well, that checks out.
Yeah, that does check out. I used to, this is zero tolerance. I used to be on this thing called Mike Standard Time, which my clients and everyone pretty much realized that there's a 20-minute leeway on Mike Standard Time.
Okay.
So if I would say, yeah, I'll meet you there at 11, and my clients would say 11:20. I'm like, sure.
Managing expectations.
Yes, absolutely. And I got so much better, but lately, and I'm going to go off on a tangent for a second here.
Okay.
Lately, I'm going to say that I'm going to blame the cat. I'm just going to blame the cat. Want to know why?
You would throw Jerry under the bus like that?
On this one, yeah. Jerry is getting up in the middle of the night. Cats are nocturnal anyway. But Jerry has become just terrible. Absolutely, positively terrible with the caterwauling in the middle of the night and demanding to be fed. Okay.
Okay.
here, wait, where's the best picture of Jer Bear? Alright. I guess we'll go with this one. Jerry has just become demanding in the middle of the night to be fed, and it doesn't matter. I thought I had it figured out, and I thought that if I fed him a little something of wet food, because if he eats too much dry food, he'll just puke it up.
Okay.
So I have to limit the amount of dry food that I feed him, and wet food he seems to be fine, but he is always hungry. And if we put out at one of those auto feeders,
mm-hmm.
he'll just eat the whole damn thing, and then he'll throw it all back up. So we have to be on top of limiting the amount of dry food that he gets.
Okay.
So I've taken to feeding him a little something of wet food right before bedtime, right before we go to bed, in the hopes that he'll just stay asleep most of the night or will not be hungry most of the night. So how's that working out for us? It's not. He will stay fairly calm until about close to 2 o'clock. This morning it was 1:42.
That's...
Yeah.
Not
1:42, he's in my face meowing. And it's not just meowing. It is caterwauling. It is knocking things off tables. He'll come over to my side of the bed where Tab's closets are. And Tab has this thing where she has like all this jewelry hanging on a hook. And he'll put his tail like up underneath all the jewelry, and he'll flick it, and all the jewelry goes clang, 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 clang. And he knows he can get my attention this way.
And so she hangs it back there the next day.
No, it doesn't fall off.
He's just
clanging the jewelry against the wall.
Yeah.
And he keeps doing that and meowing and caterwauling and then jumping up on the bed and coming up and getting in my face or climbing on my pillow, and he won't stop. He won't lay down. He won't until I go and feed him. But 1:42 in the morning, I'm absolutely not feeding him. So
yeah.
I've taken to ignoring him, and as long as Tab stays asleep, and doesn't go, will you please do something about that damn cat? Okay, so if she doesn't do that, then I'll just ignore him. But I still hear him. Okay, and then if he does actually get up on the bed, and I try and pet him so he'll stay and just go to sleep and stop his shenanigans, so I'm up.
Yeah,
it's two in the morning now, and I'm awake. So finally, if he does calm down or he goes downstairs to do something else, or get into something, then I fall back to sleep.
Yeah,
3 o'clock, he's back up doing it. 3:30, he's back doing it. 4 o'clock, he's back doing it. So finally, at 4 o'clock in the morning, I went downstairs and I put dry food in his bowl.
Does your bedroom have a door?
Yes, but it does not latch properly. It's an old house.
You need to go to the hardware store.
Oh no! That is also incorrect, because then he will just be outside the door, banging on the door. He's a big cat, so he will just be caterwauling in the bathroom and banging on the door, and he'll still make a racket.
Get a taser.
And that will potentially wake up our daughter, whose bedroom is right next to there. So no, so I don't know what to do. So I'm putting this plea out there to anyone who has any suggestions, or maybe
any cat whisperers,
or maybe even veterinarian folks that don't eat meat because they're veterinarians, and any anyone who has any suggestions for anything that we can do about this cat situation. And I love Jerry. Jerry is my boy. He's absolutely positively my bestie, but man, I need to get some freaking sleep. I need to sleep. And okay, so I fed him at 4 a.m.
Okay.
Right? And then from 4 this morning, and this is why I was late getting in here. I'm going to use this excuse.
Okay.
From 4 this morning until 7:20, when Tab finally woke me up and said, "You're going to be late." And I went, "This is the best I slept all night, was from 4 a.m. until now." I mean, I'm exhausted. I'm just absolutely exhausted. So I don't know what to do, though, because because I love my boy. So what would your suggestions be, seriously?
I mean, I don't know. I don't want to get hatred about this, but some negative.
No.
Negative reinforcement.
No, I can't. I can't.
Gets on the
bed,
push him off.
No, I can't. I definitely can't do it. He'll just jump back up.
Well,
again.
Then he's trained you.
He has trained me.
Then you hasn't he? You are not in control.
Yeah, I know. I'm not.
So
I'm not. I'm definitely not. I'm not in control. I'm not in control of my cat.
Either that, or put him in the downstairs bathroom at night.
Oh, I can't do that. No, no.
Why?
I can't do that. No, that would be cruel. Because when he is upstairs with me, he likes to snuggle, and so do I.
Yeah, so when that 15 minutes is over.
Okay. All right. So I guess I have to deal with it.
Yeah, if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting.
Well, then I guess I keep getting what I'm getting.
Yeah. I mean, he's a good-looking boy.
He's my boy.
But
he
needs to learn some manners.
Okay. I want to tease this, okay?
Okay.
Last night we had a meeting at Riverfront Park. We were testing the video, the inflatable movie screen, and the sound equipment for movies in the park that are going to be happening, despite the construction that's down there,
okay.
And despite the look of that park at this moment, movies in the park will be happening. Okay, so anyway, so we're down there, we're testing things, and Matt Howard, who is one of the sound guys, we all had dinner first, and we're enjoying dinner, and so Tab, I said Tab, started talking about. A fake band name that she had invented like years ago.
Okay.
Ever since I've known her, she's had this fake band name. And she's always wanted to start this fake band, okay, and make it a real band.
Okay.
Well, Matt took out his phone and went to an app that he has for songwriters. And he asked her for keywords and the name of the band and what would the song be about. And she said, well, how about it would be about, I don't know, it would be about getting pizza. And he goes, okay. And he typed that in. And sure enough, in 3 minutes, AI created this epic song.
Okay.
By her fake band about getting pizza.
Do we have it to play?
Yes, we do.
Oh.
And we're going to do that in Ryan Seacrest fashion after the break.
Yep.
Yep. So we're going to take a break. Then we're going to play some songs. And then we're going to come back with five random facts. And then we're going to play the new single from Tab's fake band.
Okay.
And that's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Battle of 460 returns as the Lynchburg Hillcats face off against the Salem Red Sox July 1st through the 6th at Bank of the James Stadium. Join us for Independence Day celebration on Thursday with the biggest fireworks show in the Hill City. This year, we'll be honoring the historic Bedford Boys with specialty jerseys. Come back again on Friday as we give away a Hillcats patriotic cap. Then on Saturday, we'll turn our attention to a galaxy far, far away with the Revenge of the 6th. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for...
Five!
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day. We cram your head full of information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be.
Yep.
We don't know where you go. Mm-mm. We don't know what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business.
We don't really care.
No. But if you say any of these five random facts back, Ben Stein might just say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know.
That'd be kind of cool if you said that.
Yeah, it really would be. Here we go. Number one. The studio refused to greenlight Groundhog Day without the movie explaining why Phil becomes trapped in the same day. Director Harold Ramis and a producer appeased the studio, but they deliberately placed the scenes too late in the shooting schedule to be filmed. Can you imagine how, if that were to have happened, if there was an explanation scene as to why it kept happening? How bad the movie would have been?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody gets the point.
Everybody gets the point. Number two, 60% of the geysers, not geezers, 60% of the geysers in the world are in Yellowstone National Park.
And the geezers, ironically. 60% of them are there, too.
Number three, a scientist discovered a new species of iguana when he was watching the Brooke Shields movie, The Blue Lagoon, in 1980. He spotted it in the background.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm looking at, honey. That's why I keep rewinding it.
Yeah, I'm trying to see that iguana.
It's an iguana. Trust me, honey. I think it's a new species.
Yeah, there's some girl in the movie too, but she just keeps getting in the way of the iguana.
How do you pronounce this? It's a place in Hawaii, and I think I have to I have to get our pronunciation label.
I mean, who knows? There's a lot of places. Yeah. Crazy.
Here, let me Google this.
Okay, Google it.
I apologize. I should have done this ahead of time. How
ask the to Google
pronounce? All right. Hopefully, that's our pronounceify lady. Oh, it's not. It's not our pronounceify lady. But that's fine. We'll use this one. All right. How do you pronounce this?
Nalahu.
Nalahu?
Nalahu.
Okay.
Okay.
Nalahu.
Nalahu.
Yeah, that's what I said. Hawaii is the furthest south of any town in the United States. The town that's furthest south in the continental United States is Key West, Florida. But in the whole world, you're in the whole of the United States, not just continental. It's
Nalahu.
Hawaii. And then number five, the color distribution in the average package of Reese's Pieces is roughly 50% orange, 25% yellow, and 25% brown. And those are your five random facts.
Okay.
This has been today's edition of...
Yep.
Kind of makes me hungry for Reese's Pieces.
Random facts.
Okay, it is the Mike Show. So, as mentioned in the previous segment... And we usually don't do... We usually just wrap up five random facts. Or we could save this for Audio Vault. Because it is a really, really good piece of audio. And then this would be very, very Ryan Seacrest-esque.
Yeah.
To make you stay for yet another segment.
Still coming up.
Yeah, through you know... And we're going to do this right after this. No,
all right.
I'm just kidding. I'm going to play it now.
Oh.
So last night we were down at Riverfront Park and we were testing the movie screen and the sound equipment for the movies in the park.
Yep.
That Downtown Lynchburg Association is going to do, and Tab is handling their events and she's organizing all this. Well, anyway, so we were all having dinner and Matt Howard, who is a musician. And he's a sound guy, and he's going to be running some of the sound for this particular movie series.
Okay.
Well, Matt was down there, and again, we're all having dinner prior to the meeting, and Tab was telling us about a fake band name that she had. And you know, on our show, we have a list. We have over 400 fake band names, just some random stuff that we come up with. And you know, it could be, you know...
Nalahu.
No, that would not be a good one.
Yeah, no, that's...
So anyway, actually, that might actually be a really, really good band name. So, but I digress. So she has had a fake band name for a really, really long time. As long as I've known her, and even like into her 20s,
okay,
she's had this fake band name that she's wanted to start. And so we're talking about it. And Matt said, "Oh, well, you know, what would your first song be about?" And she's like, "I don't know, you know." And so Matt pulled out his phone and brought up an app, this AI app for songwriters, and typed in the name of the fake band, which is Muffy Beer Cat and the Backseat Whisker Biscuits.
That's a mouthful.
Sure is. You know.
Muffy Beer Cat?
Muffy Beer Cat and the Backseat Whisker Biscuits.
Okay.
So Muffy Beer Cat would be the lead singer.
Obviously, right, yeah.
Like Tom Petty.
Mm-hmm.
And the Backseat Whisker Biscuits would be like the Heartbreakers.
Okay, yeah.
So Muffy Beer Cat and the Backseat Whisker Biscuits. And we're talking about, and so Matt says, you know, well, what would the song be about? And you know, we're just sitting there, and Tab goes, "I don't know, about going and getting pizza." Okay. So here, Matt typed all this in about 3 minutes later. This is what AI came up with.
Ooh, with your cat in the backseat, whisker biscuits on her mind. Driving through the night,
with a craving she can't fight. Pulling up near the pizza joint with a hunger that could annoy. Rolling down the window to place an order for a pie. Extra cheese and pepperoni. As the pizza arrives, piping hot, my face whiskers all in the knot. Sharing slices with her friends until the very end. Each bite a taste of pure delight.
An alternate version comes after the pop version. I won't make you listen to the whole thing. Here's the alternate version, not synth. Here, go.
Full times and good food. Good times and good food.
Let's bring it down.
Oh, and the synth is back. This would be your AC version. Change in tempo.
Yeah, it makes a big difference.
Gooey goo.
It's a completely different song.
Gooey goo. All right, so your thoughts. Your thoughts.
I don't.
You have no thoughts on Muffy Beer Cat and the Backseat Whisker Biscuits.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, no, I just. Okay. Stop.
So let's do a little bit of a deeper dive in this.
Let's.
No, seriously.
How can we dive into that?
3 minutes it took for AI to come up with that. And quite frankly, a lot of the crap that I hear on pop music radio, like on hit music radio, and then come to find out, and Matt pointed this out, it has come to our attention. Now, AI is all in the news now.
Sure.
Okay, and is big news now. But it's been rumored that AI has had, or that the record industry has had this technology for years.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
And have been using it.
And it sounds like it.
For years. And it really, really does. So, I mean, if we got a little bit more creative with the topic or what the song was about.
Yeah.
You know, and not included the name of the band so many times. You know, not made it about the band.
Yeah.
Who knows what we would have got.
You could throw that trash on the radio right now.
We might have gotten a Taylor Swift song.
Yeah.
And we didn't have to pay writers. Mm-mm. Didn't have to pay musicians.
Nope.
Not even studio session musicians. Not even a star. Nobody. I mean, that's scary.
Yeah. Well,
that's very frightening. So maybe that'll be our next guest on the Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series.
Yeah, Muffy Bearcat?
Yeah. No, AI.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll just create songs. Oh, this is an idea. We could just randomly create songs that people in the audience could give us a title, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think we're on to something here.
Yep.
Anyway, stay tuned for that. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello.
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community. Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition, and that brings us Foster from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce.
What up, Foster?
Hello.
Hello to you both. How's it going?
Hi. Doing really, really well. So, and as Rob confidently pointed out, this is pre-caffeinated Foster.
Yeah. It is pre-caffeinated Foster, but I'm feeling pretty bright-eyed and bushy-tailed today, despite the lack of caffeine. I don't know what's gotten into me.
All right, let's go full screen on pre-caffeinated Foster. There.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But you're confident that you'll do well.
Yeah.
I'm confident. I just woke up like that this morning. I don't know. There's just something in the air.
Just calm down there, sunshine.
we got a long segment here. Foster occasionally from time to time, or almost every time now, brings us a guest. And today is no exception. Foster, who did you bring?
So I brought a guest who we've been winding up excitement and celebration for several months. And it's finally happening. I have Zach Jones here with Kubota of Lynchburg, and they've actually just opened a second location. But I'm not going to go too far into it because I know Zach has a lot to say. So take it away.
Well, Zach, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us. So thanks for pointing out. We usually don't like to pregame, but you know, we need to learn certain things. And we're familiar with Kubota of Lynchburg,
yep.
But you have a second location. And what is that?
Well, first, thank you for having me on here. But yes, absolutely. Our second location is now just open, Confident Equipment, which I noticed you keep using that word confidently and confident. So I appreciate that. Good use. But yes, our second location in Bedford, servicing, you know, the Roanoke, Salem, Vinton, Bedford, Botetourt, all those different areas, our second Kubota dealership. So Kubota Lynchburg has been around for a while now, 7 years, and we took over an old dealership. And it's time we decided to grow a little bit. So we were able to expand into Bedford, which is great, and be able to service everybody there and make sure that they've got some good quality equipment on the ground in Bedford.
Well, that's fantastic. And I know Kubota has been around for a long, long time. And you always see them when you're heading out. You cannot miss the place.
Yeah.
Because Kubotas by nature are this bright orange. And it's your signature color, and it's so cool. Well,
and it's a huge location.
Oh yeah, absolutely huge. So Bedford County, great location for tractors. Huge county. Lots of stuff to move, and lots of agriculture. So Zach, congratulations on that. Well, so tell us about the new location. What can folks expect?
Well, something we focus on is professionalism, cleanliness, and very good customer satisfaction. So that's how we've grown Kubota of Lynchburg over the last 7 years, is making sure that all the customers are happy, that everybody's taken care of in every way. And that's really what we're going to focus on with the new dealership. We feel like the Bedford County needs a tractor dealership and lawnmower and construction equipment dealership that can bring all that to it, where we really focus on the customer satisfaction and the customer care on that end of things. So that's what we're going to be focusing on. We're going to have a ton of different equipment as far as you were mentioning the farmland and everything. We're going to have hay equipment, agricultural equipment.
Hey.
We'll be doing all sorts of things with that. But we really have a large focus on the smaller tractors for like the residential houses and the smaller farms and everything. So anything from like a tiny little tractor that might look like a toy all the way up to the big tractors and everything like that on it. So we'll be having the larger equipment to go with it as well. So all
so, Zach, did you know that cows can climb upstairs, but they can't climb down them? I feel like that's something you should know if you're going to be.
I knew that.
I don't.
Rob, that's such a specific.
Anywhere. Yeah.
I mean, you know,
I knew that.
I can't imagine the number of people come in, you know, seeing your tractors and stuff, and they just got that on their mind.
They had to ask that question. Can they climb downstairs? I guess I need to know that. So I appreciate
it. Yeah, no, they can't.
So you've got
That's a great icebreaker, but I'm going to jump in here for a second because you guys have all been saying really wonderful things. And yes, Bedford County as a whole will be greatly served by this. Shush to the boys in the back of the classroom who can't stop laughing. But Zach, y'all choosing to do this in Montvale, that is very special to me. Because Montvale is an amazing community, as you'll find out as you continue to work at the store. There are a lot of great people that live there. There's a lot of small family farms and hobby farms. Everybody that I grew up with when I went to high school, I didn't live anywhere near Montvale. I lived like an hour away from Montvale, but we all ended up in the same school system. And everybody I knew had some type of livestock or farming or horticulture at their place. So this location will greatly serve them. And Montvale also is very slim on the amount of businesses out there.
Correct.
So this will be a great help to the really localized economy. And it's just so nice to have another business to pass on 460 back and forth from Roanoke. So thank you guys for choosing to do it there. I know that you'll get to know the community and they're going to love having you guys there.
We really wanted to be in Montvale and in Bedford area right there. We had to fight a little bit to get that area. I'll be honest, Kubota corporate to make sure they would approve it. Cause it's kind of close to Kubota of Lynchburg. Exactly where we wanted to go. Cause we see growth, like you mentioned, not a ton of businesses there, but we see the potential for a ton of growth there. And so that's what we want to focus on. Not only the people that are already there serving them, but the people that might want to move there and buy a little farmette or buy a little piece of property and have some good projects lined up.
Very, very cool.
We appreciate it.
And so do we.
Yeah, it sounds like a perfect match.
It is. It really does. Zach, so as the graphic indicates, you guys have a grand opening celebration on Friday, July the 12th at noon with a ribbon cutting. Is that Foster? Is that your ribbon cutting?
That is us. Yeah, so we'll be there on Friday at noon, and Zach can tell you more about what some of their plans for the grand opening. But the grand opening is actually 2 days. So that Friday and Saturday. So if you're not able to make it out for the ribbon cutting, you can still come back for more.
Okay. Well, tell us, Zach, what are your plans for the grand opening?
Well, it's going to be, like she said, a 2-day event, Friday and Saturday. We want to make sure that people, if they're free on the weekdays, can come. But as well, a lot of people work a 9-to-5 or an 8-to-5. They can come on Saturday. So basically what you're going to expect is we'll have a decent amount of staff members there. We're going to have discounts. We're going to have giveaways. We're going to have some free snacks and free food. And realistically, we just want to show off that what we can provide to that local Montvale Bedford community. Nice. But yeah, if you are looking for equipment, you might want to show up one of those 2 days to get kind of a good deal. We'll be, you know, I'm a sales guy. I got to say, we're going to have good deals all the time, right? But we're going to actually have some special deals on Friday and Saturday if you wanted to swing on by. But yeah, Bedford Chamber of Commerce putting on the ribbon cutting at 12 o'clock. So we should have a good crowd right there.
See, and I think Zach is in the know. Okay. So
he seems to be.
Yeah. If you're looking for equipment, this was the takeaway. If you're looking for equipment, you may want to wait for those 2 days.
I mean, I might be the sales manager as well, so I might be setting those deals. So yeah, I mean, there's some pretty good stuff now, but those 2 days, you come out and there, like I said, there's going to be some free goodies. You want to win a cooler, win some Echo equipment, some of their handheld chainsaws and weed eaters. We'll be doing some giveaways throughout the 2 days.
Very cool. Well, we're looking forward to it. And again, congratulations in all sincerity. Congratulations on your new location and expansion. It is so nice to see new businesses and businesses growing and expanding, especially into that area. I think you are absolutely 100% correct. That is ripe for development.
Yep.
And you're poised to be there and to be that go-to location for that market. So, Zach, congratulations again, and we look forward to seeing you and seeing you again and again, and big things for your company.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, Foster, what do you do?
What's going on over there, Foster? Yeah,
what do you got going on?
I've actually been left by myself in the office this week. So I've been doing a lot.
Foster, home alone.
I am. I'm home alone. So I've been kind of going through a lot of our projects, and I've been growing them and pushing them forward. But we've actually closed out all of our programming for June. We had a cleanup event this past Saturday with the town of Bedford, which was so much fun, even though it was crazy hot. But we picked up over 220 pounds of trash in town, That was amazing. Yeah, so that was really rewarding to be able to do that and to see everybody come out. I mean, we had groups. We had people that just showed up that live nearby, and they just wanted to see how they could help. Just
nice.
Awesome community. I love Bedford. But coming up in July, we have the ribbon cutting for Confident Equipment on July 12th. That kind of kicks off the month. And then we have a Wise Choice Healthcare Alliance webinar. Well, I say webinar, but it's just a Zoom meeting to kind of get to know and ask questions. But Wise Choice is a healthcare option for small businesses that just got passed through the Virginia Bureau of Insurance by the Virginia Chamber this year.
Okay.
So now we as a chamber can offer health insurance to small businesses who have between 2 and 50 employees. So that'll be on July 16th at noon, and anybody can come and learn about that. I mean, health insurance is like one of those things where as a small business, you never know if you're going to be paying out the wazoo to be able to even offer people insurance or
that's a clinical
if you can even afford it.
That's a clinical term.
Oh, wazoo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yep. Yes, it is.
I just had mine removed.
Rob, I want to talk to you after the show because I saw some things on Facebook and I was like, gosh, I know Rob posted that. Anyways, on July 18th, we have a Chamber 101. So if you're a new member or perhaps you want to learn more about your chamber benefits and who we are and what we do, you can come on out to that. We'll be at the Moneta Library that afternoon on the 18th. And then the last thing for the month is an evening networking event with one of my favorite stores in the Bedford area, Woods Goods and Mercantile. That'll be on July 25th from 5 to 6 p.m. They are just the nicest people. They have a beautiful store. Each room is like decorated like with its own theme. They have plants. They have antiques. They have artisan booths. They have an apothecary section. They have an upstairs cafe that they're trying to put in. They're going to do refilling stations for like your soap and your dishwashing solution and stuff like that there.
Bounce House?
It's an amazing store. It's really like, I think it's such a great addition to the area. And it's one of those places that are chamber members, but I love going and talking to them and seeing them on the weekends and off, like when I'm off the job too. And I feel like that's says a lot, but they're an awesome family that owns it. And they actually moved here, I think, almost 2 years ago. They haven't been open for a full year yet, but they moved here from Northern Idaho. And after visiting Bedford, and they moved their entire family, core family, grandparents and all, to Bedford.
Wow.
And so just if you want to come out, check it out. July 25th is the perfect time to do it.
Tremendous. Well, Foster, again, we really appreciate our partnership and appreciate you guys joining us each and every Thursday. If you want to learn more, just visit BedfordAreaChamber.com. If you're not a member business, why? What are you waiting for? There are 400 plus businesses and thousands of contacts, thousands of employees and individuals that you can meet, you can network with. Maybe you've been really looking forward to, or maybe, you know, Confident Equipment is on your sales list and you haven't had a chance to meet with Zach. You can't get an appointment. The guy is really, really busy. But, you know, you happen to go to a chamber event and you're talking to him and networking, and all of a sudden you got a contract. Well, I can't guarantee that, but, you know, but things like that do happen. I've witnessed it personally. So become a member of the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. Go to BedfordAreaChamber.com and they'll hook you up.
Yep.
Very affordable.
Simple as that.
Yep. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us and taking so much time today. And we look forward
to
talking with you again soon.
Thanks so much, Mike. See you guys next Thursday. Actually, next Thursday is July 4th. I won't see you.
Yeah, is it July 4th?
Yeah, it is.
Well, we might still see you, Foster.
No.
Okay. Honest. Yeah.
Okay. we will meet up again either July 5th or July 11th.
Probably July 11th. I hope you guys have a great Independence Day.
You too as well.
Yeah, you too.
It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF! All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you will like it. All right, let's go to viral videos. Okay. How would you feel if you were completely alone in the middle of the Pacific Ocean? A guy who goes by Sailing Songbird online is currently sailing solo across the Pacific and documenting it on social media. And he posted a video the other day, and the clarity of his audio sums up his isolation. Here, listen.
It is month one, day 31 of sailing across the Pacific Ocean alone. I lost my sailboat. Just kidding. It's over there. I'm stuck here in the doldrums. There is no wind. So I pumped up my inflatable paddleboard, getting some exercise in. It is incredibly disorienting to be out on a paddleboard with absolutely nothing on the horizon except like a super cool sunset. I am well over 1,000 miles away from any piece of land, and it's so quiet. It's so quiet.
Wow. Wait, what is this? No, skip that. Skip that. TikTokers are promoting Rice Zempic. It's a concoction of rice, water, and lime juice as a cheap alternative to medications like Ozempic. Here's one of the TikTokers that claimed she lost 7 pounds in a week using it.
So I lost 7.2 pounds in 7 days. Other benefits I've experienced throughout the week: a curb to my appetite, a decrease in my cravings for sweet things, higher energy levels throughout the day, and less bloating.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, skip that. Oh, I want to save this. This is the... the more you know sounder. I could definitely use that. Here we go. Save. There. TV's more you know. Sorry, I apologize for doing this now. Are we going to a comedian? Oh, no. Let's go to sports. Al Michaels is coming back for NBC's Olympic coverage. Not the real Al Michaels. An AI-generated version of Al will give Olympic updates for Peacock subscribers, and they'll be customized to focus on the sports you care about. Yes, I said an AI version of Al Michaels. In the meantime, let's go to our bank of some of Al's dirtiest sounding quotes that he said on Sunday Night Football. Well, that really weren't dirty.
Big hole, he exploits it. Stuff as Brandon Graham is able to get in there. Spearheaded by Wentz, still looking for that tight end. So they work the middle, but not deep enough. Right in his face. Hunter got in there and I think just got a piece.
Yeah, thanks. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian Brian Regan on the music you hear at the airport.
I like music, man. That's why I like to go to the airport early, you know? They always play great music. They always have unbelievable sound systems. You get there early, you take advantage of that. You just jam to the best music known to man. Occasionally there's an announcement, but other than that, you're just getting into the music, you know. Yesterday, all my... Would the gentleman who left a briefcase at the security area of Concourse C please return to claim your briefcase? And it seems like all unattended vehicles will be towed away at the owner's expense. Oh, I believe there's been a gate change for flight 207. It'll now be departing out of gate 19. Yesterday... I love that song. Takes my mind off traveling.
All right. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead. Give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Da News. All right, add this to the list of reasons people don't like HOAs. A homeowner in Indiana caught a 74-year-old woman pooping on the side of his house.
Okay.
Not just once, but twice.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
This time, the act was caught on camera in broad daylight, so he took it to the police. The old lady pooper is a retiree who lives in the area, and get this, she's a board member on the neighborhood HOA. Police confronted her, and she initially denied it was her, but later admitted to it when they showed her the footage. She told deputies she had no vendetta against the homeowner. She just had to use the bathroom. Twice, apparently, within a month, in the same spot. There may be more to it. The homeowner admitted he does have an ongoing issue with the neighborhood HOA, but he doesn't know any members of the HOA personally and didn't know this woman was connected to it. That was, by the way, that's was. She's since stepped down from the Homeowners Association, and she's been charged with three misdemeanors, criminal trespass, criminal mischief, and public nudity. Yikes. And then there's this. A Missouri woman named Michelle Y. Peters is accused of attempting to poison her husband by spiking his Mountain Dew with Roundup.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Here's Jackie Sprout, who owns a business next to the accused, and County Sheriff David Millsap talking about the crime.
Wow, that's all I can say. I just recently found out that she was working next door to me, but that doesn't make a difference.
Is there more to the story? Yes, there is. And all that comes out in court.
I just hope things work out the way it's supposed to through the judicial system.
Michelle's husband survived the poisoning. He's also weed free.
Sorry. Good news in the world.
Yeah, how about this one?
Wow.
Yeah, thank you. There is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A 143-year-old church caught fire near Philadelphia on Monday. Could have been totally lost, but when it happened, nearly every member of the fire department was a mile away. They happened to be at the station for a weekly meeting, so they got there in less than 3 minutes and saved the church. Here's the fire chief, Dan Kincaid, and Joshua Castano, the parish administrator for the church, talking about the fire.
When I saw the smoke from the roof, I thought about, was the church having some kind of service?
They did such a great job. They worked really professionally. They were really smart and really attentive to the special needs of a church.
We were lucky. We could have had a couple holes in the roof, and we could be talking about a hole in the ground right now we weren't able to save.
We know that their work played a huge, huge, huge part in making sure that it wasn't worse.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org for more information. And you can visit hillcityslide.com, and you can check out Hill City Slide. It's a 700-some-foot water slide that is going to be going down Church Street between 12th and Washington. That is on August 24th and 25th. Tickets are available now. You have to purchase your tickets in advance, and 100% of the proceeds benefits the United Way of Central Virginia. This is going to be absolutely positively one of the coolest things that you could do. Actually, a slip and slide on Church Street in downtown Lynchburg. Visit hillcityslide.com to reserve your spot. And you can go down the water slide as many times as you can during your time slot. So go ahead and click on that. That is hillcityslide.com to purchase your time slot for Hill City Slide, August 24th and 25th. And on August 24th, it is the fourth anniversary. And let me pull up the graphic for this. It's the fourth anniversary of Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg. And to celebrate, well, and it's also the 55th anniversary of Woodstock. So we're mashing up the two at Three Roads Brewing. Here, let me share the screen. And boom, there you go. It is Summer Jam 24, celebrating 4 years of Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and 55 years of Woodstock. We've got three great bands that are going to be helping us celebrate. We have Bigfoot County as our headliner. We've got Old Town Connector. And Bigfoot County, of course, is going to be doing Grateful Dead. Old Town Connector is going to do 1 hour of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, 1 hour of CCR, and 1 hour of The Band. And then Elizabeth Wise is going to do a tribute to the women of Woodstock. That is all on August 24th, Saturday, August 24th, from noon until. We're going to have the Love LYH shakedown vendors. All the vendors are going to be there. We're going to have food trucks, arts, music. It's all happening at Three Roads Brewing on August 24th. One block away, by the way, from Hill City Slide. So, and if you have a wristband, and you're one of the Hill City Sliders, head on up the hill one block away to 1300 Court Street. You'll hear the music for Summer Jam, and show your wristband from Hill City Slide, and you'll get a dollar off draft right up there, right up the hill. Enjoy some great music. Enjoy the food trucks, the crafts, the arts, the music. Everything is going to be wonderful. Summer Jam 24 at Three Roads Brewing. Well, that is it. That is the show. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye. Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?